today on Jeff's Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well today. Let's talk about wisdom. I want to ask you a question that Job asked in chapter 28. He said, where does wisdom come from? I don't know about you, but it seems to me that in the world and the society that we're living in, there is a lot of knowledge, but very little wisdom. Solomon was a great leader. He was a great leader because he asked God to make him a great leader. In fact, he was having a conversation with God. It turned out to be a dream, but God spoke to him in a dream. And God said, Solomon, what do you want? What can I do for you? Anything you want, I'll do it for you. And of all the things that Solomon could have asked for, he asked for wisdom. He said, Lord, make me a wise leader. Give me an understanding heart. Listen to the passage in 1 Kings chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. That night the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream. And God said, what do you want? Ask and I'll give it to you. Solomon replied, you showed great and faithful love to your servant, my father David, because he was an honest and true and faithful to you, and you've continued to show this great faithfulness and love to him today by giving him a son to sit on his throne. Now, O Lord, you have made me king instead of my father David, but I am like a little child who doesn't know his way around. He said, here I am in the midst of your chosen people, a nation so great and numerous they can't be counted. Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong, for who by himself is able to govern this great people of yours? What a powerful leader that Solomon was, and it was because of how he revealed his heart to the Lord in this encounter with God. He could have asked for anything. In fact, God said to him, he was pleased. In fact, the Lord was pleased, verse 10, that Solomon asked for wisdom. So God replied, because you asked for wisdom in governing my people with justice and have not asked for long life, wealth, or death of your enemies, I'm going to give you what you asked for. I'm going to give you wisdom. God went on to say, that I'm also going to give you what you didn't ask for. I'm going to give you wealth. I'm going to give you fame. And as long as you obey my words, that I'm going to give you long life. And because of that, God gave Solomon great wisdom. Wisdom is one of those things that sometimes gets used interchangeably with understanding or knowledge. Well, the Hebrew language used different words to describe wisdom. And sometimes those things that we use interchangeably, the Hebrew language is specific about, and that is also the case in this passage in 1 Kings chapter 3. There were three words that I just want to point out to you. The first is kokmah, the Hebrew word. It literally means divine wisdom. It is that first flash of insight, that first brain-mind function, if you will. Think of it in terms of Adam when he was formed by God out of the dust of the ground and God breathed his breath of life into him. Adam didn't go to school. He didn't have formal education. God taught him. It was the kokmah, the wisdom of God that was literally a direct divine download, and God immediately taught Adam everything that he needed to know. He taught him language, he taught him cognition, he taught him all the things that you and I are developed to know. Adam was given the kokmah, the wisdom of God. The second word is ben, it means understanding. Understanding that comes from the wisdom of God, and the third being da'at, which is knowledge of knowing how to use the understanding until it becomes part of your heart. So this subject of wisdom is somewhat of a paradox because, as I said, we've got a lot of knowledge in the world. But how many people are really praying for wisdom? Here's what I want you to understand more than anything in this podcast today, is I want you to understand that wisdom does not come by age and experience. Now, stop and think about that for a moment, because I just broke your theology. Wisdom does not come by age and experience. I know people who are old. Now, when I use the term old, I could be talking 40s, 50s, 60s, on up to 70s and 80s. No matter how old they are, they're old enough to know better. Let's put it this way. I know people who are old enough to know better. So they've got age, but they don't have any wisdom or very little wisdom. I know people have experience, but they don't necessarily have wisdom. Then I know people who are young that are wise beyond their years. Have you ever heard that phrase used in describing someone? They are wise beyond their years. This is proof to me. It's an illustration that wisdom has very little, if anything, to do with age or experience. Now, with age and experience, you can have understanding. You can have the understanding, and you can have da'at, you can have knowledge, but wisdom, the chokmah, comes from God. And so that's how you can have someone who is wise beyond their years, a young man or woman who is wise beyond their years. And in contrast, an older person with a lot of experience, life experience, whose knowledge and understanding is high, but their wisdom is not so much. Here's the difference. Here's the difference. Are you ready? Wisdom has to be received. The Bible says in Proverbs that fools hate wisdom. There are fools that are full of knowledge, but they don't have wisdom because they despise instruction. Listen to me now. You can be old and have knowledge and understanding, but if you are not teachable, if you don't accept instruction, then you will not have wisdom. Now, in Job chapter 28, Job asked God, where does wisdom come from? Where does wisdom come from? Job 28, verse 12. Let me just point out a few verses of this chapter. He begins by saying, but do people know where to find wisdom? Where can they find understanding? Nobody knows where to find it, for it is not found among the living. It is not here, says the ocean. Nor is it here, says the sea. It cannot be bought with gold or purchased with silver. So Job is seeking out the subject of wisdom. In verse 22, he said, destruction and death say, we heard only rumors of where wisdom can be found. The wages of sin is death. So when one walks in sin, when one walks apart from and separated from God, they can have knowledge and they can have understanding, but they cannot have divine wisdom, because the devil only knows what the rumors are. Oh, that'll preach. The devil knows what the rumors are. Wicked men know what rumors are, but wisdom comes from God. When you skip down to verse 28 of Job 28, Job, after pondering and pontificating and searching out where does wisdom come from, where is wisdom found, he says, and this is what God says to all humanity, the fear of the Lord is true wisdom. That's powerful. There's something else that I find extremely intriguing, is that in Proverbs chapter 8, it is the only place where an attribute of God, meaning wisdom, seems to speak in the first person. This is so interesting to me, and I've read Proverbs 8 numerous times, preached out of Proverbs 8, but this first person kind of poetic writing of the author just struck me recently. In verse 12 of Proverbs 8, the whole chapter talks about wisdom, but in verse 12, it says this, I, wisdom, first person, as if wisdom were speaking to us, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. So wisdom is beginning to talk to us. Verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Verse 14, counsel is mind and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. He goes on down to verse 27 and says, when God prepared the heavens, I was there, meaning wisdom was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters could not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundation of the earth, then I was beside him as a craftsman. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. Wisdom is saying to us in Proverbs 8 that when God formed the foundations of the world, wisdom was there. Wisdom comes from God. It is the chokmah. It is the divine download of the power and the knowledge of God. Listen to this. It's available to anyone who will ask. Now, I've always asked God to give me wisdom. Lord, give me wisdom about this decision. Give me wisdom about that decision. Give me wisdom about this situation. Show me how to handle this. You know, but it wasn't just until recently, within the last few months, that I began to zero in and specifically and in a targeted way ask God to give me wisdom. And it's because sometimes, you know, I've been studying the Word of God since I was a young teenager. And so I've always been a student of God's Word. And the one thing I love about God's Word is because no matter how many times I've studied it, no matter how long I've immersed myself in it, no matter how much of it I've put in my heart and my mind, God's still teaching me things. I love it. James chapter 1, verse 5. James says this, you know it well, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. It's as if James was looking back at 1 Kings chapter 3, when Solomon asked God for wisdom, and God said, I'll give it to you. And he's telling us, just as God gave King Solomon wisdom as he asked, if you lack wisdom, ask God for it, and he'll give it to you. Ask him, and he'll give it to you. You know, has God ever asked you to do something you didn't know how to do? Has he ever put a task in front of you that you had no idea how to accomplish it? Has he ever given you instructions and you had to, you know, scratch your head and say, but Lord, how? How do I do that? God will often call you to do something that you don't know how to do. But do you know that God will teach you? You know that God will teach you? Now, I am educated. I'm formally educated. I have been to school. I've been to college. I've been to seminary. So I'm not discounting that. I believe in education. But how many of you know that sometimes there's not time for education when God has put something in your heart? Listen, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. He said, as for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things. This is what I want you to hear from me today. Wisdom from God is a divine download. It doesn't have to do with your age. It doesn't have to do with your experience. It doesn't have to do with your street sense. It doesn't have to do with your life experiences. Wisdom is from God. If you don't have it, ask God for it, and he'll give it to you. And if God calls you to do something that you don't know how to do, it's because he's going to let his anointing teach you how to do it, so that you don't need somebody to teach you, but his anointing. The Holy Ghost is a teacher, and he'll teach you how to do something. That is the direct download of the wisdom, the chokmah of the Lord God Almighty. So don't ever Don't ever look at something the Lord's given you to accomplish and say, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't have the wisdom. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the know-how. I don't have the technical ability. You don't need any of that. God will teach you. He will grant you wisdom. Does anyone lack wisdom? Ask of God, who gives to all men liberally without reproach, meaning God doesn't hold against you what you don't know how to do. He will give you wisdom. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. It doesn't matter how much or how little experience you have. Solomon didn't have any experience ruling a nation. Somebody said, yeah, well, he watched his father. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't matter how close you serve to the king and how closely you watch the king. It's not the same as being the king. Solomon didn't have any idea how to rule a nation. He didn't have any idea how to govern people. He didn't have any idea how to administer justice. And so he asked God. Listen to his heart. Listen to Solomon's humility. He said, God, you've put me on this throne of my father David, but I feel like a little child who doesn't even know his way. Solomon is saying, Lord, I don't know how to do this. And what happened? God gave him the wisdom that he asked for. Give me an understanding heart. God was pleased that Solomon asked for wisdom, and he gave him the wisdom he asked for, and riches, and fame, and a long life. Now, I can hear somebody out there that's using Scripture to try to refute Scripture. Do you ever meet someone like that that tries to use the Bible to disprove the Bible? Now, somebody said, well, sometimes the Scripture is contradictory. I don't believe that at all. I believe you have to allow the Holy Spirit to teach you what the Word is saying sometimes, because sometimes when we take it at face value, we don't understand. Let me point out what I mean. In Job chapter 12, Job, who wrote that the fear of God is where wisdom comes from. In chapter 12, as he's pontificating, he says that wisdom comes with the aged and knowledge with long life. He's pontificating. He's talking about wisdom, the wisdom of aged persons, the wisdom of those with a long life. But here's what I believe. I believe that long life does not bring wisdom. It is the other way around. Flip it on its head. Jesus always flipped the philosophy of man on its head. I don't believe that long life brings wisdom. I believe that wisdom brings long life. Solomon asked for wisdom. God gave it to him and everything he didn't ask for, including a long life. Don't let anybody despise you. God told Samuel, the prophet Samuel, when he went to anoint David as king, do not despise his age. Don't look upon his age, because even though he's young, he's my man. I don't care how old you are, don't let anybody, or how young you are, don't let anybody despise you for your age or your lack of experience. Before Solomon, was a king. He had never been a king before, but God gave him, he taught him how to be a king. When I was appointed to my first church, I had never been a pastor before. When I preached my first sermon, I had never preached before. Somewhere, somehow, have you ever applied for the job that you wanted and they told you you didn't have any experience, therefore you weren't qualified, and you said to yourself, well, how am I going to get experience if I don't do it? God doesn't call you because of your experience, because of your knowledge, your understanding. He calls you with the intention. He calls you because you have a heart that says, God, I'm like a child that doesn't know my way. Teach me. And when you do that, God gives you the divine download of wisdom, the chokmah, into your spirit, and his anointing teaches you everything you need to know to do what he's called you to do. It doesn't matter what it is. Has God called you to preach and you don't know the first thing about public speaking? God will teach you how to preach. Has God called you to play an instrument, but you don't have a musical bone in your body? God will teach you how to play an instrument. Come on now. It doesn't matter what you have to do. God will teach you by his divine wisdom, just as Adam received that direct download of the wisdom of God. God is going to grant you wisdom, and the Holy Ghost will teach you what you have to say. My grandfather, Raymond Wolfe, years ago, went to visit his brother, who was a missionary in Central America. Was a missionary there for decades. And my grandfather went over there to visit him and to minister with him on just a short temporary trip. And they went to meet with this pastor. And the pastor had some things going on in his life, so my great uncle and my grandfather began to pray for him. Now, Uncle Virgil, being on the mission field, spoke fluent Spanish. All of his children, my second cousin, speak fluent Spanish. My grandfather didn't speak a lick of Spanish, didn't have any idea how to speak Spanish. But as they began to pray for this pastor, my grandfather, Raymond Wolfe, began to pray in the spirit and speak in tongues. And when it was over with, my great uncle, his brother, said, "When did you learn how to speak fluent Spanish?" Come to find out, the Holy Ghost had taught Grandpa and spoke through him in the Spanish language to give a word to that young pastor. This has been decades ago. That's an example of divine download. Now, after that, Grandpa probably never again understood another Spanish word. It's another example of the power of Pentecost, by the way. But God will teach you. God will always teach you what you need to know to accomplish his will in your life. I hope this has encouraged you today. I just felt today like the Lord wanted me to give you a nugget about his divine wisdom. I could go on all day, but I am bound by the constraints of time on this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you learned something today. I hope it's encouraged you. Ask God for wisdom. If you're struggling with something, ask God to give you wisdom. You don't have to have experience. You don't have to have age or length of days. All you need is a heart like King Solomon that said, "Lord, I'm like a child that doesn't know his way. Teach me, give me an understanding heart, and God will make it happen for you."
Thanks for tuning in today. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform or Jeff's YouTube channel. For more information about this ministry, visit us at jeffwolf.org. Just released is Jeff's newest book, 10 Reasons Why. You can get it free by texting the keyword RESTORED to 833-649-1545. Message and data rates may apply. We'll see you next week. Be blessed.